Episode 75. And you're in for a treat. It's a dumb birthday game from February 28th, 1993. Norm is oxygen deprived and is possibly tipsy on lozenges. He does many impressions in what very well could be his last show, as he may pass away during a fit of coughing live on the air. And because of all this, bringing the possible literal meaning to dead air, episode 75 is titled Normmonia. The players, Dan in Melrose, Anne from Quincy, Lisa in Topsfield, also known as Funtown USA, Amy from Fitchburg, the very hirsute Tony, producing, playing in studio, freshly pweegged and apologetic. The cherubic and glimmering Bill Wilson, oiled up, wearing his gladiator uniform, and prepared for battle with his popeel pocket fisherman. The birthdays. Bernadette Peters, Gavin McLeod, whom Norm nauseated when they met back in the day. I am suffering from a major symptom of normonia. Fruit festival fluster. Stay glued to your radio for info on the warning signs. Norm ripping Boxford is hilarious. Well, unless you're from Boxford. We learn that it's illegal to cop a gonfalon. And please watch where you step. Oh, too late. Where were we? Ah, yes. More birthdays. Fenway Frank the Calzone Malzone. Big fat pot-bellied Charles Durning. Norm, with the oxygen deprivation taking its toll, channels Mr. Durning more than once in this highly entertaining part of the game. Tommy Toon, with legs taller than most people. And you better be Roddy as we lure you in with some comedy bait. Mario Andretti, who, if you can believe this one, raced in the Indy 27 500 times. Linus Pauling, Nobel Prize-winning chemist, and doused in vitamin C. We close with some dates in history. What year did the last episode of MASH air? And in what year did Mr. Ed the Horse die? Other highlights, Jack Benny and Mason Adams make appearances. Contestants fighting over Norm as they pair off after the game. And love is in the air between me and Lisa. We had to end the game quickly for the message of Israel. The message that week had a song that I just couldn't resist sharing with you, so stay tuned for the post-game close. Episode 75, Normmonia, filling your airwaves with fun, starts now.
That's a group called Linda's League that does our theme music and stuff, which is really nice. Linda Chase and her group. And my name is Norm Nathan. I am that fella here at WBC, and we're ready to play the dumb birthday game. I'm just so anxious to and just so proud to introduce you to our panel, which is composed of Dan, who's in Melrose. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Norm.
Boy, you sound excited about playing, I'll bet you.
I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And we have Ann, who's down in Quincy, who's playing the game with us. Ann, hello.
Hi, Norm.
Hello. How are you doing, Ann?
Fine, dear. How are you?
Good. Have you played the game with us before?
No, never.
This is the first time.
Yes.
Oh, I'm really excited about that, too. And Lisa, who has played the game with us before, I know she has. She's up in Topsfield.
Hey, Norm, how's it going?
Hey, okay, thank you. Going okay with you up there?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Can't complain.
Well, if you want to, you can't. We have Amy with us. Amy is out in Fitchburg.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. Is this the first time for you on this game?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited about that, too. What do you do out there in Fitchburg?
Right now, I'm just working. I was a student at the college.
Okay. And what kind of work are you doing?
Restaurant work.
Yeah. Is that the kind of work you wanted to do?
No.
What kind of work would you like to do?
I don't know yet. That's why I'm not in school anymore.
Oh, I see. You're kind of just just jiving for a while till you find out what you'd like to do?
Yeah, just chilling out.
Oh, chilling out. That's right. You're just chilling, man. Yeah. Well, yep. It's good to talk to a hip woman, man. Okay, and we also, of course, have Tony Nesbitt, our producer, who's playing the game with us.
Is a successful Puig recipient.
That's right, a Puig recipient. I understand you had a hair implant on your chest.
Yes, all over. I did have one of those hairless bodybuilding type physiques, and I got really sick of it, and I got my entire body pweeged.
You found, that's right, you find that women just like a hairy chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My legs, too, arms, I was pweeged all over.
Yeah, I know, you look kind of like an ape now, to tell you the truth. And I don't know how women find it, but I find you terribly unattractive and a little bit sickening.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Oh, but Bill Wilson is with us, and you know Bill.
Yeah.
Bill is still in his cherubic-like state, like he just as bare all over as the day he was born.
Oh, man.
And oiled up, too.
Sitting here with my gladiator uniform on.
Well, you look just as sickly.
Do some Greco-Roman wrestling, Bill?
And I've got my Popeil pocket fisherman with me. I'm all set for the evening.
Talk a little bit. I'm coughing.
This is dead air time now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, now we're going to play the...
This is that dead air you were talking about earlier, Norm. 2 hours of just...
Yeah, I never figured to be on this program, no. I had other programs in mind.
I was chosen to host that 2 hours. Figure it out. I don't know.
Well, you come out at the beginning and you announce it, and 2 hours later you come back and explain what didn't happen.
Well, in a way, that 3 o'clock, it begins dead air time on the Norm Nathan Show anyway.
Okay, we're ready to play, and the first to get birthday we'll guess will be... could you turn your microphone down just a little bit, Bill?
How's that?
Oh, that's good. That's perfect.
You change mics or something?
No, master control here it says. I just turned that down.
Whatever you did, it just worked out great. Okay. Bernadette Peters, who was born Bernadette Lazara in New York City. At age 11, she appeared
on... She was born at age 11?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody can figure out how that happened. But wow. It's a medical breakthrough. At age 11, she appeared on Broadway in Most Happy Fella, went on to adult musicals like George M. and Dames at Sea. And I believe didn't Dave Maynard have quite a crush on her?
Oh, yeah.
She still does? Is she still madly in love with her?
No, until something. I thought there was a movie. Something came out, and he was... not smitten with her anymore.
Yeah, was that when he was running around the studio saying, "I saw that movie with Bernadette Peters and it stunk up the place"?
Yeah, I think that was the time.
When he's running up and down screaming hysterically, veins sticking out at his neck.
It was awful.
His eyes bulging. Yeah, it's too bad it had to end that way.
It's just before his knees went up. So.
That's right. That's right. I remember he collapsed on the floor.
That's right. Yeah. That's what happened.
Oh, it was. I'm glad I wasn't here at the time,
I
but
know.
I got reports.
Yeah. Oops.
I don't know what that was.
That was my pen.
Okay. Anyway, Dan, what do you think? How old do you think Bernadette Peters, incidentally, have two different ages from our two different sources?
How far apart are they?
4 years difference.
Ooh.
One's the lie and one is the truth, I guess.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know which one is the truth. I suppose the older one of the two.
Probably.
What do you think, Dan? How old do you say she is?
I'd say 42.
42. Okay. And Ann?
38.
38. What do you think, Lisa?
43.
I'm sorry, 43?
43.
Okay, what do you think, Amy?
41.
And Tony?
46.
And Bill?
39. Cute as a button.
Batted off early.
Here's some more dead air right there.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do the, you know, the Jack Benny, because, you see, I cough, I cough a lot, you know, Rochester, I do. That's the way Jack Benny would cough, if I could do a Jack Benny coughing. Okay, so much of that. That's the entertainment part I've broken. Now back to the educational features. Bernadette Peters, I have the two ages of 45 and 49.
Oh. Okay, I win both.
Actually, Tony says 46, and so he is the closest, no matter how you look at it, and the only winner. Yeah, that's very good.
She's up there, I know that.
She's up there.
Oh, yeah, she's ancient.
49, should probably.
49, yes. Boy, when she gets to be 50, nobody's going to even look at her a second time.
Remember what I said last night? I couldn't think of anybody 50 or older was good looking.
You did say that, didn't
I did.
You?
I did, but I apologized.
Yeah. Do you really believe that?
No, I don't.
Okay. But notice the way we corner him.
Jeez.
And the way he gives in.
Did
so quickly.
Did you see that, Bill? That was the dark side again of Norm. Just started to peek out behind the shadows.
Here he comes. Watch out.
Okay, Gavin McLeod.
Uh-oh.
He's up there from Mount Kisco, New York, ladies and gentlemen.
Love Boat.
That's right. He played Captain Merrill Steubing on TV's Love Boat. Played Murray Slaughter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Isn't he born again now, or was he always?
I think he always was. I met him once when he was right after the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and he came around to some radio stations, one of which I worked at, promoting this new thing called the Love Boat. And, of course, I looked at him. He's still Murray Slaughter from that great Mary Tyler Moore Show to me, because I thought it was a great show.
He was also in McHale's Navy, too.
McHale's Navy, was he in that?
He was one of the crew members, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. He came by with his wife, and his wife looked exactly like the actress who played his wife on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Remember the little small, short lady?
The little blonde one there.
Yeah, his real-life wife was a different woman, but looked very much like that same wife. And I remember saying to him, Gavin, boy, it's kind of amazing that your real-life wife looks so much like your
TV wife.
Your TV wife. And I remember him saying to me, go shove it up your nose, stupid.
Just like that.
No, he said, isn't that amazing? That is true.
Then wow.
Then he went out to the bathroom and threw up. I don't know why I told that story. That was really stupid.
Yeah, it was. Let's put some class into the show, Norm. Say vomit.
Oh, jeez. Phil, how old do you think Gavin McLeod is on this very day? And is he listening to me coughing through this? I don't think
you're going to get through this.
I don't think I'm going to get through the rest of the program, no.
Let's see. The big guy's 59 today.
59. Okay. I have two ages for him, too, but they're only a year apart. Tony, what do you think?
59 sounds about right.
59 sounds about right. And what sounds about right to you, Amy?
62.
62 sounds right about right with you.
Right about right.
Right about right. Okay. And Lisa?
62.
62? Okay.
Lisa sounds fun, doesn't she?
Lisa is fun. Oh, she's fun. Topsfield people are fun. Oh, they really are.
I believe it's Fun Town, isn't it? Right underneath, welcome to Topsfield.
The America's next party I have, I'm inviting Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, Topsfield up our way is known as the Fun Town of Essex County.
Oh
yes. You ever go to one of their
party in Topsfield?
Oh, you ever go to their Apple Fest? Is it the Apple Festival you have up there?
Strawberry.
Strawberry Festival. That's right.
I've been to the Apple Festival. No one showed up up there.
No, that's because it was really the Strawberry Festival.
You told me it was the Apple.
Yeah,
in Boxford.
The Apple Festival is in Boxford, which is not a fun town.
Yeah, see, I showed up there for the Strawberry Festival. No one showed up there.
Yeah, well, in Boxford, there's nobody under the age of 95 in Boxford, and nobody can get out to any place.
Oh, man.
And they're sitting there cutting coupons from their stocks and bonds. It's terrible. You'd hate it. But Topsfield, almost as much fun as Middleton, which is the other town in that area.
But not quite as much.
Well, I don't know it too well.
Oh. Well, Lisa's there, so we know it can't be half bad.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Anne, what do you think? How old is Gavin McLeod, in case you forgot what the question was?
No, 63.
63. Okay. And Dan, what do you say?
I'll have to say 61.
61, says Dan. Dan, when you speak, I notice you put the phone on the table and then you walk outside and yell at it. Because you sound way distant. But that's okay.
He sounds far, far away.
Far, far away. That's right. That used to be a joke when I was a kid. They would say, do you sing? And you say, yes, I do. And they say, well, could you do me a favor? Could you sing Far, Far Away? That was my Uncle Henry. That was his joke. We'd all kind of laugh like we thought it was funny. Then we'd slug him right in the nose.
Good old
Send him
Uncle
back
Henry.
To the home.
Good old Uncle Henry.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gavin McLeod, we have two ages for him, 62. Oh. And 63. Mm. AP calls it 63. That's what you'll see in the paper. So we have Amy, Lisa, both who said 62. Amy and Ann who said 63, all of whom won. Isn't that exciting?
Good.
59 wasn't about right, I guess.
No, 59 was close. 61 was even closer than Dan said. He was very close.
But anyway, we've got one apiece for everybody except for Bill and Dan. But it's still early in the game. And you know, with that green monster, that left field wall, anybody can come from behind and win.
Talk about completely meaningless.
Yeah. Especially somebody out who's never been to Fenway Park would have no idea what that meant. Speaking of Fenway Park, here's a man who graced Fenway Park for a long time, being the third baseman for the Bo Sox in their quest to cop the gonfalon in the junior circuit out there at Friendly Fenway.
What was that word, the gonfalon?
Gonfalon. They were trying to cop the gonfalon.
That's illegal now, isn't it?
It is. You can't cop gonfalons anymore.
No.
Oh,
especially
no.
In a movie theater.
No. That's right. No, true. No, because they're an endangered species, the gonfalons.
Sounds like a dance.
What's that, please?
The gonfalon sounds like a dance.
Well, it's not gonfalon. It's gonfalon.
Oh.
And it was a dance at one time, but it was named after the extinct gonfalon.
Oh, okay.
Now it's extinct. First it was endangered, now it's extinct.
Now it's extinct.
Wow, yeah. It didn't take long.
No, in the past minute or so, they spotted the last one and somebody stepped on it by mistake. Okay. So the man I'm talking about, by the way, in case you still care, is Frank Malzone, who also played for the California Angels. A lifetime batting average of .274. Okay, Frank Malzone.
Bring him back.
Bring him back, Malzone.
274.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's start with Amy on this one. Okay, Amy, how old do you think Frank Malzone is?
How long ago did he play? Like a long time ago, or
played back in the '50s, I think, didn't he?
When gonfalons were prevalent in society.
That's right. When gonfalons were young, and we all walked with a kind of a more sprightly step. Somewhere in the '50s, yeah, around that time.
Sixty-four,
says Amy. Okay, and Ann, what do you think?
72.
Okay, and Tony?
I'm trying to figure this out now. Wait a minute. 66.
66. You don't have three women and three men playing this game. It's
a nice even game.
That's right, too.
We're going to have to...
After all, we're all going to pair off and have fun, except for me, because I don't have a woman.
I'll go with you.
Poor Norm's the seventh wheel.
Who said they'd go with me?
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to that chorus.
It's like we lose out, Tony.
I said I'd go with Norm.
Oh, great.
No, I don't like it since you got hairy all over your body with your puig.
He likes that boyish soft skin.
Yeah, I like
it. Well, he's all yours then.
Okay. I think we're starting
we're
to...
We're pushing it.
Yeah, we're really moving into very dangerous territory here.
God.
Dan, what do you think? How old is Frank Malzone?
I'll say 76.
70? That's the song.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, Lisa, what do you say?
77.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh.
That's the strip.
He was about 50 out there playing ball.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Bill?
64. Yeah.
64, same as what Amy said.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, he's 63, so you guys were the closest.
Oh.
Yeah, and Tony was close. He said 66, but... Amy and Bill were both just a year off, and so...
it's Amy and Bill, and it's Lisa and Tony, okay?
That's right. It's Amy and Bill who take part in ours. Do drop dance.
I don't like calzones.
I don't know what you said, but...
He doesn't like calzones.
Oh, calzones.
Yeah.
I see.
Or Frank Malzone.
Oh, yeah. Frank Malzone, calzone. Yeah. I see. Uh-huh. Or Fenway Franks, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
He was sort of kind of like Fenway Frank, wasn't he, at that?
Oh, brother.
That's known as, that's ribald humor. Okay, anyway, we have...
Ribald, just go to Puig and you'll be all set. Won't be ribald anymore.
Amy, yes. Amy leads with two correct answers. Ann, Lisa, Tony, and Bill, all except Dan. Now, Dan, we got to get you a winning name here. How about Charles Durning? Charles Durning's Another World. He was in that soap opera, Another World.
He was.
Many dramatic TV appearances throughout his career. He was in, he's been in just about everything, including Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman. He was the father of Jessica Lange. Remember that visit up upstate New York? He was sort of a farmer, and he fell in love with Dustin Hoffman's female character.
That was just on Friday night, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Tootsie, a great movie. Very, very funny movie. Anyway, that was Charles Durning. Big big potbelly thing. He was on. He came to Boston about a year ago, 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
big potbelly thing.
Yeah, he is. He's got. He was thickly heavy when he came here. He was in town with a Sweet Bird of Paradise. One of the plays. I've forgotten the name of it. I think it was a Tennessee Williams play. Not awful. I can't think of that or who the actress was. I think it was. No, I thought it was Jessica Lange, but I can't remember now. Anyway, that was Charles Durning. I think we all know who he is. And he knows who he is. You know who you are, don't you, Charles? Okay.
Yes, Norm.
Thank you. Yes, I'm the big fat belly person. You betcha. See this? This is my belly. That's how I know who I am. I look down and say, hey, that's a big belly. I must be Charles Durning.
Charles the Paunch Durning.
That's right, too. The big pot belly guy. I look like one of those pot-bellied pig things, you know, that's getting to be quite the end thing.
Where did Mason Adams walk in the studio?
Oh, Mason Adams. No, Mason Adams hasn't walked in the studio now. With a name like Mason Adams, he has to talk stupid. Okay, let's see. Let's start with Lisa. How old do you think Charles Durning is? Or maybe she must have left, probably gone to the bathroom now. But fortunately, I don't believe... Topsfield has plumbing either, so you're okay.
58.
Do they have it in Boxford?
58. They don't have anything.
They've got outhouses in Boxford.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, made out of money. Yeah. All the houses are made out of money. Yeah. They pretend it is. We happen to know they're all poverty stricken, but they pretend that. Tony, what do you think? Charles Durning.
Fat boy Durning, huh?
The big pot belly guy. Hi, look at my belly. Yeah. Anybody want to put their finger in my and right in my navel?
Oh. As long as he wasn't wearing fleece beforehand. How old did Lisa say he was?
58, she said.
Oh. Okay.
Lisa said that I'm 58.
Is that his waist size or his age?
Oh, that's his IQ. I should say, no, he's probably a very bright man. Anyway, what do you think? How old is he today? Today being February 20th, last day of February.
50. I'll go hand in hand with Lisa with 50.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's just so sweet.
Do you mind, Lisa?
No.
Okay.
Anything else you guys want to say to each other?
Hand in hand, tongue in tongue.
Oh,
foot to foot.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I thought we were.
Now you've done it.
Yeah.
Now you've done it. Well, there's
no. You have any problem with that, Lisa?
Not at all. Ooh.
There's no Westinghouse executive can stay asleep through this. what do you think, Dan?
He was also in the movie The Choir Boys.
The Choir Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. His character name was Sperm Whale.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But, I'll say 61.
61. Okay. And Bill, what do you think?
66.
66 is Bill. And Ann?
65.
65. And Amy?
63.
Amy says 63. Okay. Now comes the magic moment when we find out his actual age, which is 70.
Wow.
And I think all well under his age.
It was still fun with Lisa.
And I believe that Bill is the closest. Bill said 66, so Bill would win that round.
70
years old. It's a wonder you can still walk around, especially carrying that big fat belly. You know,
he doesn't look 70.
No, he does look younger than that. You know, when I was 20, 23... I could carry my big belly around, but I get to be 70 years old, and I can hardly carry anything around, tell you the
now
truth.
Now he looks like Jabba the Hutt, just kind of sits around the living room.
I just sit around looking at my big belly.
No, when he sits around the living room, he really sits around the living room.
That's it, man.
Oh, man.
As a matter of fact, I have to tell you one incident. I'm Charles Durning. Pretend I'm Charles Durning.
Okay.
I remember... be quiet. I put on a white suit, and I went to took my girl to a drive-in theater, and it was during a windstorm, and the wind blew the screen down. Fortunately, I stood up against the wall in my white suit, and they showed the movie on me. So I saved the day and made nobody laugh as a result of it.
get security down here to get this guy out of the studio.
They showed the movie. Big fat guy standing there in his white suit, and they showed the movie on him. I think that's rather humorous. Well, the hell with all
chuckle,
of you.
Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle.
Okay, anyway, we have two correct answers for Bill.
I never heard such a huge response to that.
Oh,
that humor. That was just too much.
Anyway, Amy and Bill, hand in hand, both have two apiece, and the rest of you have one apiece, except for you-know-who, who's a good guy, but, well, what more can I say?
Well, I'm taking Jack Hatt's place.
Okay. Tommy Tune, one of his Tony Award performances was in my one and only, done a lot of theater, tall dancer and a choreographer. He's got legs that are taller than most people. Have you ever seen him?
That's true.
Yes. I've always thought when he danced, he looked kind of clumsy to me. Does he to you? No?
It doesn't look like he'd be able to be as graceful as he is.
No, he kind of looks like he's kind of dancing around on stilts. Doesn't he?
Just jealous.
I guess so, but better to have long legs than big pot fat belly, I say. Okay, we'll start with you, Dan. How old do you think Tommy Tune is? And I thought that was a nice name for choreographer and dancer in Broadway.
What's his real name?
His real name. Let's see if he's got his real name. No, the list. That's all it lists.
Wow.
He's from Wichita Falls, Texas.
How about Tommy Tuna Fish?
Hey.
Tuna Piano.
That's probably what it was.
Tommy Tuna Fish. My God, that's a good name.
Did you just say that for the halibut, Lisa?
I'm sorry, that was bad.
We're floundering around here now. Come on.
Did we go through this yesterday with some fish?
We certainly did. Some fish. It really smelt up the place.
Oh. Oh, God.
What do you think, Dan?
41.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Norm's suffering and I'm getting a kick out of it. I'm getting the visual effect.
You guzzling there, Norm?
Oh, I'm in bad shape. Oh. And what do you think?
The man's dying and we're laughing about this.
No, I just can't stop coughing. And what do you think before?
I'll say 40.
Before I expire. This will be the last game ever. You can pin this on my tombstone. This was his last birthday game.
At least I was in it.
And he's still coughing down there. In his coffin. Coughing in his coffin.
So grave.
Lisa, what do you think? How old is it? Whoever we're talking about.
42.
Okay, Amy?
I'll say
46. Okay, Tony?
46.
Bill?
Go with the flow here, 46.
Sure.
Look at how red he's turning.
Okay, I'm okay. No, Tony's promised to go get some water for me. He's moving very slowly. He wants me to die. I know he does. Oh, God, he does. Anyway, Tommy Tune is 54.
He's an old-timer, wow. Huh?
He's a good old dude. Oh, God. Anyway, what?
Did I win?
The ones who said 46. Amy?
Yes.
Tommy and Bill. Oh, God, this is awful.
Take a drink of water, Norm.
Yeah, he's going to get me some water. No, that may help. We have a first aid kit here, and with a whole lot of lozenges, but they didn't seem to do much. Oh, here comes the water. Okay. Anyway, Tony, Amy, and Bill all guess 46, and so you all are the winners because he's 54. Did I mention 54?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
54.
Okay. How about Mario Andretti? Let me give you a little background. On Mario Andretti. Born in Italy. I didn't realize that. No, I mean, I know he's an Italian name, but I thought he was born here in America. He won the... Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
I guess we just...
That nice little Jewish boy, that Mario Andretti.
I see. Well, he won the Indy 500 in 1969 with an average speed
of 156.867 miles per hour.
Their average speed now is well over 220 sometimes now.
Is that right?
It's amazing.
The fastest Indy speed ever. Oh, no, this says the fastest Indy speed ever was Bobby Rahal, R-A-H-A-L. Rahal's 170.722 in 1986.
I don't know.
Well, that's when it says Andretti has raced in the Indy 500 27 times. Or did he race in the Indy 27 500 times? Something like that. Anyway, Mario Andretti. How old is he? That's the question posed before an exciting panel. And we'll start with you, Bill. How old do you think Mario Andretti is?
I think he's 54 today.
54 years old on this very day, February 28th. And what do you say, Tony?
That's what I was going to say. He's a 54.
54. That would be cinquanta quattro, eh?
Eh?
Cinquanta quattro is what you said, eh? 54.
Eh.
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 Hey, listen, I'll speak a little more clearly later on, but it takes time because Roma non fu fatta in un giorno. Amy, hello.
Hi.
Imagine I made you melt with my exciting Italian.
Oh, yes, I'm very Italian.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Are you Italian?
Yes, my family comes from Borga, Italy.
From where in Italy?
Borga.
Borga.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yes, my uncle is the famous John Volpe.
Your uncle is John Volpe?
Yes, he is.
No kidding.
No kidding at all. Oh, I have his book in my room.
He's a very nice man.
Yes, he is.
Son of us, Cheekers.
Hmm?
He's one of the really good Republicans around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was ambassador. What's that?
I said I'm a Democrat, but.
Oh, and he's a Republican, but he's always been a moderate Republican.
Yeah, he was ambassador to Italy.
Ambassador to the Vatican, I think.
Yes.
In fact, he was the first ambassador to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Governor, of course, before that, a contractor.
Yeah.
Worked
yeah,
his way
the,
up
what
as
kind
a
of contractor. What are you talking about?
The construction company is still in business.
Yeah, and he started out holding, carrying bricks on his back and the whole business. Tough,
yeah.
Tough working guy.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is your uncle? No.
My uncle?
No, Amy, how old is Mario Andretti?
Sounds sort of copyish, but I was going to say 54 also.
Hey, copyish is okay.
Copyish
is good.
Is that a new word in that new dictionary?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's from the Italian word copiescia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything nasty.
No, I didn't say anything. Do I ever say anything anyway? Lisa, how old is Mario Andretti? Eh?
Well, believe it or not, I want to go with a gang and say 54.
54,
oh, no.
Okay.
Great.
You can't go wrong. Everyone else should guess the same thing. Then I'll be right.
That's right.
And if we all get it wrong, then no one gets a point.
No, you all get points.
Oh, we'll all get a point.
Yeah, because
you'll
all be the closest.
Yeah.
Amy, what do you say? Anne, rather. Anne, I meant.
I'll say 53.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you always get one in every crowd,
oh, yes.
Don't you? Dan, what do you think?
Well, I'll go out on a limb and say 57.
57. Actually, the age is 53.
Oh, no.
Anne really sneaked in there, didn't she, you devil?
Dare to be different.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right. That shows you. Don't follow the crowd. Go with your own instincts. That should be a lesson I hope you'll all learn as you go through life.
Thanks,
yes.
Dad.
Hey, listen. I'm old men. Not something. There must be some more to that slogan. I can't think of what it is. Anyway, Anne, we don't have a tie because we have Amy leading with three, and we have a tie between.
Got three too, Norm.
Oh, you have three also. That's right. We do have
kind
of a tie.
We have 3 minutes left.
Okay, and we have to move. Yeah, we have to move along and break the tie. Then, how about Linus Pauling?
Who?
Linus Pauling. I'll tell you about Linus Pauling. A very great man, a Nobel Prize winner in the whole business. Let me see.
He's my uncle.
He's a Nobel Prize winning chemist.
Honest.
He vitamin C evangelist. He was the one who said, you'll never get sick if you douse your body with vitamin C. Take a lot of that kind of stuff.
He doesn't walk around with a blanket, does he?
No.
No. You're thinking one of the Peanuts characters?
I was just trying to be funny.
I'm sorry. That's right. That's right. His name is Linus. Yeah. Oh, too, isn't it? I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, boy. Oh. Okay, let's start with...
Tell us more about this guy.
That's about it. That's all I've got in front of me now.
No dates at all about him? Yeah, that's what he did?
No, just a Nobel Prize winning chemist.
Do you have a year for that? No?
No, I don't have a year for that at
really?
All.
Really?
No. So we're going to start. Let's start with Amy. Ann, I meant to say. Ann. No, Ann. We'll start with Ann.
I have no idea.
Because we never started with Ann before.
Let me see. Oh, gosh. I'll say 71. I don't know who he is.
Okay. Dan, what do you say?
I'll say 79.
79. And Bill?
83.
Tony?
84.
Lisa?
66 sounds good.
Okay, and Amy?
69.
Okay, the actual age is 92.
Wow.
That vitamin C is working, huh?
Yeah.
It
certainly is.
Yeah, so Tony at 84 has nominated a three-way tie. Let me give you
a three? Oh, yeah.
A three-way tie. Let me give you another one very, very quickly. This is a date.
Very quickly.
Okay, very, very quickly. Mr. Ed, the talking horse. Nah, the hell with that one. Let's forget that. Last episode of MASH. What year was that? Last episode of MASH on television. Let's start with Amy.
1983.
Okay. And Dan?
1983.
Bill?
I think it's 83.
Tony?
83. I'm not going to stray the course now.
Ann?
83.
There we go. We're all tied.
And Lisa?
83.
You're all right. Yeah. Exactly right for all of you.
1 minute.
I was right first.
Okay, I don't. We don't have time for another
round. Go back to Mr. Ed real quick.
And one more?
No.
Yeah, do
fine.
Mr. Ed.
Do Mr. Ed.
Okay, Mr. Ed. Died. What year did he die? The horse. Nice, okay, sir. We'll start with you, Bill.
1971.
Tony?
71. Wow. 1967.
Amy?
1962.
Lisa?
Of course, it was 1966.
Okay. Ann?
69.
And Dan?
1968. Weird old bird.
Okay. Aww. Actually, it was 79.
Hey, so he was an old timer, huh?
He was an old timer. So
10 seconds, goodbye.
Ann was the closest. Oh. Yeah, so we still have a tie, and we have to go.
Does that mean I win?
Let me sort this thing out. Bill has four.
Bill has
no,
four?
I think Bill, yeah, Bill has four. Bill wins, actually.
Hey.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill has some.
Congratulations, Bill.
Hey, listen, I got to get going. Dan, thank you, and thank you, Ann, and thank you, Lisa, and thank you, Amy, and thank you, Bill. And if there are any corrections, we'll make them some other time. Thank you, everybody. Bye, bye, old sport from WBZ.
We now present the Message of Israel, moderated by Rabbi Kerry Olitsky.
Let's have a moment of silence for the untimely end of the last Gonfalon. Thank you. As promised, here is a very special moment from the Message of Israel. Rabbi Joe Black sings The Story of Purim.
Each year on Purim, we have to endure him, that horrible chauvinist ruler, King Ahasuerus, man with the mind of a sewer. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine. When Vashti the queen refused to be seen, the king sent someone to get her. And she wouldn't come out. He let out a shout, said, I'll go out and find someone better. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the Queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the Queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine. Now when Haman the wretch started to kvetch and plot the end of the Jews, the queen was the one who spoiled all his fun and made him pay his dues. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine. Ay, 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 ay. Esther the queen is our heroine. She saved the day by paving the way for Haman to taste his own medicine.
Hope I don't get a copyright strike on that gem. For those who haven't already done so, please hit the like button, then slide over and click the subscribe button, and then tap on the bell icon so you can be properly alerted when a new Norm Nathan Vault of Silliness is riding through cyberspace. Speaking of riding, time to close the vault and ride the radio waves home. For Linda's League, Topsfield, Mass. Puig Hair Transplant and Restoration. Ron Popeil. Uncle Henry, Jack Benny, Mason Adams, Charles Durning's Navel, Boxford Outhouses, The Green Monster, The Dewdrop Dance, John Volpe, Westinghouse, Vitamin C, Lozenges, Glasses of Water, Rabbi Joe Black, and the man who hacked and coughed himself silly for our enjoyment, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.